Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. I'm Matt, and I'm here a little bit earlier this week, going on Saturday night, because some stuff has come up for the morning, but I did want to get that Week 8 preview in for you. So I'll be looking at my games of the week, some sit-start recommendations, and then I will pull up my picks against the spread. Last week went 7-6 against the spread, so it could certainly be worse. But before we dive into all that, let's talk about the Thursday night football game. The Buccaneers traveled to battle the Bills. Both teams really kind of needing a win. It was not a super explosive game. 24-16, Buffalo gets the victory. They move to 5-3 on the season, 3-4 for the Buccaneers. Mike Evans got a touchdown, so you got to be happy about that. Gabe Davis had a huge game after having kind of a nothing game the week before. I actually had one of my sit-start recommendations in that game, and that was my recommendation was to start tight end Dalton Kincaid. If you didn't hear, Dawson Knox had wrist surgery, will miss a few weeks. Kincaid saw a huge increase in week 7. He finished with a lot of targets, caught 8 passes for 75 yards in that game. I liked him a lot in week 8. I thought it was kind of a must-win game for the Bills. And he really delivered. He was one of the guys that had a pretty decent night on Thursday night. We did see some Khalil Shakir, which was fun, 6 for 92. But Dalton Kincaid had 5 for 65 and a touchdown. Obviously, there are all 32 teams in action this week, so there are potential for some guys to have some big games at tight end. But hard to believe that he won't finish in top 12 range. Well, now that we've done that, let's look at my games of the week. As mentioned, there are no buys this week, so all the teams are in action. My first game of the week, early morning game, we have the 5-2 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. This is really an interesting battle of two teams that have kind of emerged as contenders in the AFC, and it's a crowded AFC field. Jacksonville first in the AFC South, putting some distance between them and their second place team. You know, Texans are 3-3 behind them, kind of a young team. How will they finish? Colts are 3-4 and have already been swept by the Jags. So there's some distance. Titans kind of sliding a little bit. We're going to see Will Levis this week. So Jaguars doing good in division, but they have loftier aspirations, and I think they want to win games like this. The Steelers, meanwhile, they're in a pretty fierce battle. You know, the Ravens are 5-2. The Steelers did get a head-to-head win over them. Browns are also 4-2. And then the Bengals, 3-3. Those are some great teams. So the Steelers definitely want to keep winning. I think this will be a good one. Speaking of those 3-3 Bengals, fresh off a bye week, you know, Joe Burrow got some time to heal. They are heading in to play the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy cleared concussion protocol today, so he will be available to make the start. That's the late afternoon window game. 49ers are favored by 5.5 points. They've lost 2 games in a row. I think this is going to be a tight one. Preseason, I thought this could be a Super Bowl preview. You know what? It still potentially could be. I'm really looking forward to this game. Sunday Night Football, we are going to see Tyson Bagent again as the Chicago Bears, 2-5, head to battle the 2-4 Los Angeles Chargers. Hard to believe the Chargers have started off 2-4. Brandon Staley's seat has got to be smoking. It's so hot. I expect them to play a pretty good game. Bagent looked good in week 1. They get a boost in the rushing game. Roshan Johnson has cleared concussion protocol and will be available, gives them another option. So I think that will be a good one. Monday Night Football to close out the week, the Las Vegas Raiders at the Detroit Lions. Both these teams suffered losses last week, kind of an embarrassing loss for the Raiders in Chicago. The Lions, meanwhile, got trucked by Baltimore last week. I think the Lions have played better at home. I think they will come out fired up. Not sure what we'll get from the Raiders. Jimmy G is back, so that's got to help. But, you know, the Raiders have struggled some offensively and in scheme, so we'll see how it goes. I like the Lions in that one, but should be a fun Monday night football game. Well, with that out of the way, let's move to my sit starts. And I'm going to jump right in at quarterback for sit starts. Last week, I didn't have my greatest week in sit starts. I finished 0-4 with my start suggestions. Tua and Raheem Mostert held down on Sunday Night Football for the Dolphins. Zay Flowers was close, but just short of top 24 at receiver. And Kyle Pitts also fell just short, just a couple of tight ends away from tight end 12. I was 2-2 in my sit recommendations. Gardner Minshew had an incredible game. That Browns defense couldn't hold him down. And Rashad White did enough passing to get in, but I was right on with Gabe Davis and Zach Ertz, who is now on IR. My quarterback picks this week, you know what? It's a battle of the number one and number two overall draft picks as the Texans and Panthers are going to battle. And you know what? I'm starting CJ Stroud. He was the number two overall pick, but he's looked like the number one quarterback prospect out of that draft in the NFL this year. He's quarterback 14, but on a points per game basis, we've seen him do even a little bit better than that. We've seen him throw all over the Panthers. We've seen quarterbacks throw all over the Panthers this season. And I suspect Stroud will do the same and manage to crack the top 12 in week 8. Very excited to see what he can do. I think he is a prime candidate for Rookie of the Year. Meanwhile, I am sitting Bryce Young of the Carolina Panthers. You know, the bye week might have helped Young. But he has struggled a little bit this season. He just hasn't been sharp, despite having a top receiver in Adam Thielen. You know, he's just quarterback 30 on the season, and I don't think he's going to make that huge of a leap against the Texans. He would not be a top 12 starting option for me. So that is a look at my quarterbacks. Happen to both be in the same game. Let's move over to running backs. My start this week.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Is Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery is out again, and Jahmyr Gibbs was unleashed in week 7 when David Montgomery missed. He finished as running back 5, leading the Lions on the ground, putting up some good numbers in the passing game. As I mentioned, the Lions are going to have a Monday Night Football matchup against the Raiders. I am firing Gibbs up. I think it'll be a good game. I think the Lions want to make some hay. I'm sitting on the flip side, Brian Robinson Jr. of the Washington Commanders. Robinson, he's running back 12 on the season in PPR, but much of that owes to the fact that the Commanders haven't had a bye yet. I mean, he's just managed to stay in the lineup. He also had a monster game in week 2. The past 3 weeks, though, he's recorded just 24.3 points total. That's about 8.1 points per game. The Commanders are now using 3 backs with Chris Rodriguez back. And they face an Eagles team that kind of smothered the number one rushing attack in the Dolphins last week. I'm staying away from Brian Robinson Jr. I just don't feel confident. Moving on to receivers, it is another rookie. It's just a rookie-heavy sit-start week for me, I guess. Rookie Jordan Addison for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm firing him up. They've won 2 straight games despite missing Justin Jefferson. And you know what? Jordan Addison is a big part of that. They've done it thanks to some great work from Addison. He's now wide receiver 8. On the season. He exploded on Monday night against the 49ers, and now he gets the Packers. I actually think this is going to be kind of a fun game. The Vikings want to get past the Packers, get back to 500. I think he is the guy to do it. I'm sitting on the flip side, DeAndre Hopkins. Did you know he is just wide receiver 51 on the season? He only has 1 game with double-digit points, and he's averaging 6.3 points per game. Those numbers aren't going to be helped with Ryan Tannehill out this week. He will have a combination of Malik Willis and Will Levis throwing him the ball. You know what? I'm just keeping him on my bench. I mentioned my tight end start had been Dalton Kincaid. I think that's going to pay off handsomely for me. he caught five passes for 65 yards and a touchdown, which is a pretty good clip at a position that doesn't always see incredible production. On the flip side, my sit is Noah Fant of the Seattle Seahawks. I've always enjoyed Fant and his talent, but there are just too many mouths to feed in what's not a high-volume passing offense. You know, we saw rookie Jake Bobo have a big game last week. We have rookie Jaxon Smith-Njigba. You have Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf in the mix. You have Will Disley, another tight end that's often in the mix. You have a couple of good running backs. I just don't think there's enough volume there to consistently support Noah Fant. So he is not a player that I am comfortable rolling out and starting. You know, he's tight end 32 on the year. He hasn't had a single double-digit game. I'm not banking on it this week either, so I am staying away. That'll do it for my sit starts. Let's move on to Pigskin Pick'em, picks against the spread. As I mentioned last week, I was 7-6, got off to a good start this week. I actually picked Tampa Bay plus 8.5. I thought that point spread was too big. The 24-18 victory was only 6 points, so I got another point. I am 56-51 on the season, which actually has me, according to ESPN, in the 88.1 percentile. Feels pretty good. There are a full slate of games this week, so diving into the Sunday set, Los Angeles Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. I took the Cowboys minus 6.5. Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota is getting plus 0.5 points, just half a point, but why are they getting points? I have them as a straight-up victor, so I certainly took them plus the 0.5 points. Atlanta Falcons at the Tennessee Titans. Falcons are minus 2.5. I took them there. I think they will beat the Titans. Saints traveling to battle the Colts. Saints are plus 1.5, but I just have a feeling about the Saints. I picked them as a straight up winner, so I took them plus the points. Patriots at the Dolphins. Patriots plus 9.5. I took the Pats plus the points here. I think the Dolphins will win. These two teams played earlier this year. Dolphins managed to get the win, but it was only by 7 points. I don't think New England's going to get blown out, even if they lose. Battle of New York, the New York Jets at the New York Giants. I took the Jets minus 3.5. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I took the Jaguars minus 2.5. Washington Commanders hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. I took the Eagles minus 6.5. I think they'll get a win there. Texans at the Panthers. I took the Texans minus 3.5. Cleveland Browns with P.J. Walker at the Seattle Seahawks. I took the Seahawks minus 3.5. Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. I actually took the Broncos plus 7.5. I don't know if the Broncos will win straight up. I would like them to snap that 16-game losing streak, but I do think they'll keep it close, kind of like they did in the first matchup. Ravens at the Cardinals. I took the Ravens minus 8.5. As I mentioned, 5.5-point spread for the Bengals and the 49ers. I took the Bengals plus 5.5. I think that one will be closer. Sunday Night Football, Chicago, plus 8.5 points over the Chargers. I took the Bears. I think the Chargers will win, but I don't know if they win by double digits. Monday Night Football, same thing. It's the Raiders plus 8.5 points. I think the Lions win. I think it'll be a good game. But I took the points with the Raiders because I think they will put up something of a fight. So that wraps up my look at my picks against the spread. Before we get out of here, we'll wrap up with moving. As we close October, it is a slow week at the cinemas. The big releases this week, Five Nights at Freddy's, based on the popular video game. It is available in theaters and also on Peacock if you want to stream it at home. And for Netflix, Pain Hustlers dropped this week with Emily Blunt and Chris Evans. So a couple of options could be a little interesting to check out. Gives you something for this holiday weekend. Eric and I are off this week, so enjoy your Sunday nights. We will be back next week. A lot of big movies are starting to get released here in November. Should be a really fun month. Looking forward to it. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week 8.